This is CliffCentral.com.
All right. You ready to meet our guest for the morning, Mavs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let me introduce this guy to you quickly. He sounds like a very interesting dude. He's got a hell of a career going on already. Joss Austin. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Good. I got to say, yeah, you were Instagramming up a storm about this. I'm very excited. You seemed like you were keen to come in and talk to us. And it's nice to see a South African artist doing what you're already doing. You've been signed to Universal Music in the US.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big deal.
Yeah, so basically we're with UKR, you know, Records, which is a branch off of Universal.
Uh-huh.
And we've basically got targets to hit. Yeah, right. And so once we hit those targets, then I get taken over there.
So what are the what kind of targets do they set?
So just numbers and sales of the song. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Just so basically, you just need everybody to buy your song,
pretty much,
and then you will end up in the US, and
yes,
you'll end up very famous in a big house in the Hollywood Hills.
There it is.
And then we can all come and visit you because we bought your song.
There you go.
Right, that's nothing like bribery, dude. It's the best way to go. All right, so what kind of sales numbers are they looking at, these guys?
They're looking at about between 80 and 100,000.
Yo, it's a lot.
It is. It is a lot.
That's
but
hectic.
I think even if it gets close to that, you know,
sure,
it's just, you know, pretty much just a target to try and get close to, I think.
Now, you're from Durban.
Yeah.
Okay. And how did you get into this?
So I've always, you know, been involved in music, but then I never really took it like super, super seriously. I always loved it, and people always like love to hear my music that I recorded, the covers that I posted out on social media.
Right.
But I never took it super seriously. And then I wanted to take it further, but I like didn't feel like I was like in the right place at, you know, in my life at the moment. And then like I felt like I needed something to like give me the push to try and do it, you know, because I just didn't feel like I was like, you know, like happy enough with myself to go out there and present myself, you know, like that's just the type of person I was in the past. And so
you needed to discover yourself.
Exactly, that's pretty much what I needed to do. And then
how do you do that? Because I mean, Mabale and I, we still haven't discovered ourselves.
Trapped in a maze looking for ourselves.
Yeah. What did you do? Help us out here.
So
how do you find yourself?
You just go spend some time in the mountains.
Seriously?
No.
So where did you go?
So I don't know, it's just you just gotta kinda just go through different phases, like take everything as it comes, like as in your life at the moment. You just gotta look at everything. And
who did you spend time with? I mean,
so I spent time with my best friend at the time, Jared, and then he kind of like helped me become really like secure with who I was as a person and stuff.
What's Jared's secret? Is he like a guru?
Okay, so I'll tell you the story, right? So the whole reason like why I followed like this whole music thing, besides, you know, me needing to find myself and everything, is because four months ago, Jared, who was my best friend at the time, he passed away. And then
I'm sorry.
No stress. And then that kind of gave me the push to do it, because he was always like, you need to do it. You know?
And you thought you'd almost be letting him down if you didn't.
Exactly. And so,
right.
And also my dad was like, do it in the, you know, in like the honor of him. And
yeah.
So that's like, and I'm super stoked to do that. You know?
Okay. But your dad couldn't have been thrilled. None of your family could have been thrilled when you said you're going into music, because they were like, oh God, now we're going to have to support this guy forever. Right.
Not really. Okay. My dad's like super supportive of everything I do. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely everything.
So he loves this.
He loves it. Like he's never said to me like you can't be anything or you can't do anything or nothing.
So what happened to Jared?
He was in a bike accident.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That's hectic.
Yeah.
You guys were like really best friends?
Yeah, we were like the best of buds. Yeah. He's like one of the greatest guys ever. Yeah.
Damn.
So he like really gave me the push. Like he would sit down and then before like anything happened, I'd play my guitar and he'd sit there and just like complete awe of like listening to me. And he was like, you've got to do this. And like he said to me the one night, he's like, one day, like, he's like, you'll see your name in lights. And so that's why I had to follow. I was like, I just got to do it for him, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, really.
But you believe that. I mean, you believe that you you've got what it takes, right?
Definitely.
You've got to have that confidence.
You have to in this industry.
So when you write music, I mean, who are your inspirations? Where do you kind of get your ideas from?
So all my ideas pretty much just come through, you know, what I'm going through in my life at the time. So I'll take things like whether I was falling in love or whether I was going through heartbreak or whether I was feeling confused.
Your debut single's Falling For You, right?
Yeah.
So who were you falling for?
That's referring to my past girlfriend.
Oh yeah? How long were you two together?
A while.
How bad is it that you've got the song ready, the relationship is gone, it's over, But now you've got the song for her and it's out there and now it's going to... Somehow she's going to be in your mind when you're singing it, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. But I think at the end of the day, it's like I'm just taking what I was going through in my life at the moment,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And so it's a past experience. Yeah, but you can tap into that anytime you want.
Definitely, definitely, yeah.
You reckon she liked the song?
Probably not. She's probably like, oh my word, now I'm worried like so many girls are going to hear
this
song.
Is she with some other guy?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
But that would suck.
No.
She's like, oh, this is my song, but she's with some other dude. All right, I want to talk to Tess quickly. She's outside. Tess is a fan of the show. Hey, Tess. Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Get on the microphone over here. So what's up? Are you the one who introduced Flax to Joss?
I am. I listen to you guys every day.
Oh,
love
wow.
It. Love it.
All right. Flax, how did you get her details? How did she get yours? Did she just email you?
Well, Tess listens to us every single day. Whenever she wants to comment, she always calls in, stuff like that. She's a massive Cliff Central / Touch Central fan.
And how do you know Joss?
He's my cousin.
Okay.
But it's actually a weird situation because we didn't actually have contact for like many, many years. And then recently he reached out because it's quite complicated, but his gran is like related to me somehow, so we're quite distant. And she showed him my Facebook, and she's like, yeah, this is your cousin. And then he reached out, and then that's how we got in touch recently.
All right. Yeah. So it wasn't a question of once he had started to make career progress. Then
No. But I'm very proud of
him. Hey, we're related.
Yeah.
Huh?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. So what's the next step, man? What happens to you next, Joss?
So I just really want to see what people's responses of the song. So, you know, it's like my first single. You don't know what the response is going to be. So I just want to see.
Should we play it for people?
I think we should.
Should we let them hear it?
I think that's a good idea.
Let me see where this is. Flax, you did send it to me, right? It's over here. Did you send it to me? Oh, here it is. Okay, good. Here, take a listen. This is called Falling For You. I'll be by your side through the ups and the downs. So this, you can find this where? On all the platforms? It's basically everywhere?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just look up Falling For You by Joss Austin. You get the song. And if you download it, you buy the song, you increase his chances of ending up a massive international star with Universal. Very nice. All right, dude. So what's your day-to-day like right now? What are you up to?
At the moment, I'm just focusing on, you know, creating good music.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I have full, like... opportunity of handling everything myself regarding my music. So, mm-hmm. you know, when it comes down to writing, when it comes down to melodies, everything, it's all up to me. And so, you know, and that's like really great because then what I know, like whatever's getting put out there, it's coming straight from me. You know,
But who can you rely on? Because that's all good and well, but it can be very complicated.
It can be very complicated, but it's a task like that I was willing to take on, you know, to do that. I was willing to take on the whole task of, you know, doing all my music like myself and then giving it...
Who can you trust?
Who can I trust?
As like just to give you feedback.
Oh, yeah. So I've got like my close friends, mm-hmm. you know, that will give me like feedback and I know they'll be honest with me, like because I've played them stuff and they'll be like, no, that's not good. Or they'll be like, no, that's super good. And so I can rely on them, you know. I don't know if you can like rely on your parents because your parents will just be like, yeah,
well,
no,
they're
great.
Your parents. They love you. So yeah. Your folks, what do they think of all of this? Are they pleased?
My dad and mom are like super proud of it. My dad's super stoked. He's like, you know, I'm super happy to see that you're doing what you really want to do, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
And all these tattoos, what do we got?
All these tattoos.
Yeah, so, help me out here.
So this was like over a while.
You get that's a full sleeve going on there, yeah. Right? How far does it go up?
Just like up to here.
Okay, up to the elbow.
Yeah, up to the elbow.
All right, what do you got? You got like an eagle there and...
Yeah, that's an owl. That's an owl. And then that symbolizes wisdom.
Right.
And then we've got the praying hands.
Praying hands.
Yeah. And then this is a Polynesian feather. This one just looked cool, so I got that one.
That's very cool. Yeah, I like that.
And
all
then
right.
we got two L's over there.
What are the L's for?
When your head's lowered to lift it up.
So explain that to me.
When your head's lowered
to
lift it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So lower lift.
Yeah.
Got you.
Pretty much. And then like this is probably like the most like special one. This is like my fist and my dad's fist.
Okay.
And so like our hello and goodbye is like a fist pound. And so that's so definitely let's put
that's
that
how here. You two say hello and goodbye to each other.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. All right. Well listen, Flax, what do you think of the song? You've become our expert opinion maker here.
It's really cool. I can see like a DJ playing it sort of at like a beach club mix. Something like that. Like a I wouldn't say deep house, but like a progressive deep house mix.
Progressive,
like, that'd be really cool.
House.
Like a Sunday sundowner session, something like
Very
that.
Very nice. What kind of gigs have you played before in Durban? I mean, there must be a couple of places you've played at.
No, it was literally like, as soon as I was found and I got the opportunity, it was like, go and record the single.
Immediately.
Go and get it
done.
So
you haven't even done a lot of gigs?
No, it's
jeez,
it's
dude.
Like, go and record the single, put it out there. We want to see the response. If that takes off, then
so
we're
really meeting you at the very, very beginning.
At the very, very
like
beginning.
Like, nobody even knows about you yet.
Well, I've got a big following on social media. Like, that's how, like, people do know me.
Okay.
But as far as, like...
That counts. All right. Well, we're going to keep an eye on you. We're going to make sure that you don't disappear on us.
Cool.
Make sure that everybody gets hold of the song. It's called Falling For You, Joss Austin. Thank you for coming to see us.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right, dude. All the best.
Thank
I hope
you.
It goes
Thank
really
you.
Well.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. It's very, very nice to meet you. And there we go. There's Joss Austin, everybody.
This is CliffCentral.com.